请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书请看第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
十三节、十四节。
Chapter 3 verses 13 and 14.
腓立比书三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的。十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。请念。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14. I press toward the goal for the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
感谢神的带领。
Thank for God's guidance.
让小弟有机会来参加我们 Sacramento 教会九月底的灵恩布道会。
That I was able to come and join our spiritual convocation at the end of September.
一起学习主的道理。
To learn the word of God together.
这是神莫大的恩典。
This is a great blessing from God.
这一次我们灵恩布道会的主题是有目标的人生。
The theme for our spiritual convocation this time was a life with purpose.
梁传道还有周传道都带给我们非常美好的勉励。
And both Pastor Liang and Pastor Cho gave us very good encouragement.
小弟个人也受益良多。
And I also received a lot.
今天下午小弟想再用腓立比书三章十三节、十四节来做一个综合性的心得报告。
So this afternoon I'd like to use Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14, as more of a summary and of my own reflection.
这一段圣经很有名。
This passage is very famous.
有的人称它做保罗得救的人生观。
And some people view this as Paul's view of salvation.
保罗自从蒙主选召之后啊
，After Paul was called by God,
他的人生观的确有很大的改变。
He had a great change in his attitude towards life.
他知道人生最重要的不是赚大钱。
He knew the most important thing in life is not to earn a lot of money.
也不是做大官。
Or to be a high official.
而是将来灵魂要得救进天国。
But the most important thing is for the soul to be safe and go to heaven.
他更知道正确的人生观应该是要奔跑在这一条得救的道路上。
And he knew that the correct value of life is to walk on this path to salvation.
那么问题是要怎么样才能够达到这个目标呢？
But the problem is how can we reach this goal?
保罗只有一个原则
，Paul only has one principle，
就是忘记背后，努力面前
，which is to forget the things which are behind and to reach forward，
向着标杆直跑
，and to run towards the goal。
那今天下午我们就先来谈谈忘记背后。
So this afternoon we'll talk about forgetting the things which are behind。
有人说世上有三种人。
Some people say that there are three kinds of people in this world.
第一种人是活在过去。
One type of person, they live in the past.
这种人很知足啊。
And these people are very content.
不过也很消极。
But that's also very extreme.
第二种人是活在现在。
And some people, they live in today.
这种人很积极啊。
And they are very proactive.
但太现实了一点。
And but it is too realistic.
第三种人是活在未来。
And some people live in the future.
这种人很先进。
And these people are very progressive.
只可惜却常常不切实际啊。
But a lot of times it's not realistic.
这三种人都有他的优点，也都有他的缺点。
So all three kinds of people, they have their good points and also their shortcomings.
因此，最理想的人生应该是能够检讨过去、把握现在、策划未来的人。
But so the best way to view life is to be able to review what's in the past and look at the current life and also plan for the future.
所以说，忘记背后绝对不是说过去就算了，不用检讨。
So forgetting the things which are behind, it doesn't mean that we just forget everything. We do not review what has happened in the past.
而是要我们透过检讨，把该丢的东西给丢掉。
But it is through reviewing the past, we throw away the things that we're supposed to throw away.
好像大扫除啊。
It's like a spring cleaning.
把肮脏的没有用的东西除掉。
To get rid of the dirty stuff that we don't need.
让整个家焕然一新啊。
So the house is nice and clean and new again.
否则该除的不除，该丢的又不丢啊。
Otherwise, the things that we should keep, we don't keep, or in the things we should throw away, we don't throw away.
那么这个家就会越来越脏，越来越乱啊。
Then the house will become more and more cluttered and more dirty.
最后变成垃圾堆啊。
And later on becomes just a pile of trash.
那属世的事情这样，属灵的事情也一样。
So we have to do this in our physical life. We have to do the same in our spiritual life.
今天我们在奔跑这一条得救的天国的道路上。
Today we are running on this road to the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们不常常自我检讨
，If we do not examine ourselves often,
把过去不该带的东西带来了。
And we keep bringing the things from the past that we're not supposed to bring.
把以前不该记的事情记住了。
And the things we are not supposed to remember, we keep remembering.
那么这些东西，这些问题，慢慢成为我们的包袱啊。
And all of these things, all of these problems become our burdens.
使我们在走天国路的这一条道路上走不动，也跑不了。
And that causes us.To weigh us down so that we cannot walk and run on this path to the heavenly kingdom.
最后死在半路上。
And then we die on the way.
就好像当年罗德的妻子。
Just like the wife of Lot.
请看创世纪十九章二十六节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 19, verse 26.
请看创世纪十九章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 19, verse 26.
请念。
Verse 26.But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
当年神要毁灭所多玛。
At that time, God wanted to destroy Sodom.
神特别怜悯罗德一家人。
But God had mercy on the family of Lot.
派天使将罗德和他太太两个女儿救出来。
So God sent an angel to save Lot, his wife, and two daughters.
这是不幸大中的大幸啊。
This is a great blessing in time of disaster.
可是没有想到罗德的妻子逃到半路啊。
But Lot on the midway of escaping.
因为舍不得过去索多玛的一切啊。
Because she could not forget all of the past that she had in Sodom.
她回头一看。
So she looked back.
竟然变成一根岩柱。
As a result, she became a pillar of salt.
非常不幸，也相当可惜啊。
And this is very sad and pitiful.
而且很不值得啊。
And it's really not worth it.
那为什么会这样呢？
But why did this happen?
只因为她没有办法忘记背后。
Because she could not forget the past.
结果成了历史上的大见解。
So she became a warning to us in history.
难怪后来主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，为了提醒门徒要留意末世的日子。
And so Jesus, when he reminded the disciples about the end days,
他才特别说到，请看路加福音十七章。
And so he mentioned this in Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
三十一节、三十二节。
Verses 31 and 32.
路加十七章三十一、三十二节。
Luke chapter 17, verses 31 and 32.
请念。
Verse 31. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. 32. Remember Lot's wife.
主耶稣要门徒回想罗德的妻子。
Jesus wanted his disciples to remember Lot's wife.
想想他为什么会死在半路上。
To think about why she died in the middle of the road.
可见忘记背后这件事非常重要。
So we can see that forgetting the things that are behind is very important.
跟我们灵命的生死息息相关。
It has to do with our spiritual life.
我们不得不谨慎自己啊。
So we have to be very watchful.
好，那么到底什么是背后？
So what are the things that are behind?
什么是我们应该要忘记的？
What are the things we're supposed to forget?
我们现在就根据圣经提出三点来做我们彼此的检讨跟改进。
So we will use three points from the Bible as our mutual reminder.
第一个，从信仰的目标来看，背后就是指的世界。
So from a spiritual goals point of view, what is behind is the world.
请看腓立比书三章第八节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
请看腓立比书第三章的第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
请念。
Philippians chapter 3, Yet indeed I also count all these loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
保罗在这里所说的万事，其实就是指的这个世界。今天这个世界是属肉体的。
Today this world is of the physical life.
是属魔鬼的。
It is belonging to Satan.
而我们信仰的目标是属灵的。
Our spiritual goal is spiritual.
是属真神的。
It belongs to the true God.
所以很明显，世界有很多方面跟我们这个目标是冲突的。
And there are many things in this world that are in conflict with our goal.
那这种冲突，除了世界的罪恶之外，还包括今生的私利，还有今生的荣耀。
And all these conflicts of the world that has with our goal has to do with also with the pride of life and the lust of our flesh.
我们想想今天呢，世人都很忙啊。
We look at the world today, everyone is busy.
甚至连我们也都很忙啊。
Even ourselves, we are busy.
那到底为什么忙啊？有所分别才对啊。
We should be different from them.
今天我们也很忙。
Today we are also very busy.
但是我们不可以只忙。
But we cannot be busy just earning money.
更要忙着灵修。
We have to be busy cultivating spiritually.
要忙着做圣工。
We have to be busy doing holy work.
我们不仅要为自己忙，更要为主而忙。
Not only should we be busy for ourselves, we have to be busy for God.
保罗说。今天我们只要有衣有食，就当知足啊。
Paul tells us that we should be content if we have clothes to wear and food to eat.
主耶稣要我们先求神的国跟神的义啊。
Jesus wants us to pursue first God's kingdom and righteousness.
也就是要我们永远以神为第一啊。
That means that we have to always put God first.
应该为主而活。
We have to live for Christ.
甚至为主而死
，even to die for Christ。
这些道理我们都懂啊。
We know all of these teachings。
问题是我们做了多少呢
？The question is how much have we actually done？
每年一年一年过去，一年都是365天呢、啊。
And year after year has passed, every year has 365 days。
我们问问自己，我为主活过几天？
Let's ask ourselves, how many days have I lived for Christ?
我们算一算就可以知道了。
We can count and we will understand.
我们常常只会说却不会做。
We often know how to say it, but we cannot walk the walk.
为什么会这样呢？
But why is it that way?
因为我们没有真的忘记背后。
Because we have not truly forgotten the things that are behind.
我们被今生的私利累住了。
We are captured by the lust of the world.
请看路加福音二十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 21.
请看路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
34节。
Verse 34.
路加福音二十一章三十四节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 34。
请念。
34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, that the day come on you unexpectedly.
当年主耶稣特别警戒门徒啊。
At that time, the Lord Jesus warned the disciples.
今天更警戒我们啊。
This is also a warning to us.
主耶稣说你们要谨慎哦。
Jesus says, take heed to yourselves.
恐怕被今生的思虑累住你们的心
，lest your heart be weighed down，
更拖累你们的脚
，that is dragging your feet，
就好像网罗网住你们一样
，just like a snare that has captured you，
使你们走不动
，so that you cannot walk，
让你们跑不了
，so that you cannot run，
最后都死在半路上
，and at the end we die in the middle。
这个才是最可怕的。
That is the most scary.
今天学生为了读书，常常说我没时间做圣工。
Today, many students, because of their studies, they say that I don't have time to do things for God.
那青年为了成家立业，也常常没时间做圣工。
And the youth who are trying to build their families and their careers, they also say that they don't have time.
中年人为了养家，为了栽培子女，也没时间做圣工。
And people in their middle ages, they're also supporting their family, they also don't have time.
那等到老年了，又心有余力不足，也没有办法做圣工。
But when they're old, although they're willing, but they're physically weak, so they cannot do it.
那么请问我们一生到底什么时候才能够为主做工呢
?So when is it in our life that we can actually do work for God?
想一想几乎是不可能啊。
If you think about it, there is no time.
难怪当年主耶稣在路加福音14章33节才很感慨地说。
That's why in Luke chapter 14, Jesus says,
他说这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
That's why he says, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣的话真的是一针见血，一语道破。就是非常清楚。
So what Jesus says is very clear.
意思就是告诉我们做圣工，你不拨忙又不肯牺牲，那绝对办不到的啦。
If you want to do holy work, but you are not able to take time from a busy life and make some sacrifices, there is no way that you can do it.
保罗明白这个道理。
Paul understood this teaching.
因此保罗才下定决心把过去所追求、所看为宝贝的万事当作粪土。
And that's why he treated everything in the past,That was precious. Now he counts as rubbish.
那个粪土的原文就是垃圾，要丢的啊。
So rubbish means it's trash, something that you throw away.
意思就是我随时都可以把它丢掉的。
That means that I can throw away anytime.
包括世上今生的思虑，也包括世上今生的荣耀。
It includes the pride of life and then also the lust of life.
这是一个很大的突破。
This is a great breakthrough.
告诉我们要突破，就一定要学会忘记背后。
It teaches us in order to break through, we have to be able to forget the past.
只有这样，我们才有可能朝着属灵的天国勇往迈进。
Only in this way can we continue forward in our spiritual path.
第二个，从信仰的本质来说，背后就是指暗昧的事。暗昧就是幽暗的。暗的，黑暗的。
And also from a spiritual point of view, the second thing that we should forget are that are behind are the things that are in darkness.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's look at First Thessalonians chapter 5.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5.
五章五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
请念。
Verse 5, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
没有错，从本质来说，信仰就是一种离开黑暗，走向光明的过程。
So our faith is actually a process of walking away from darkness and into the light.
因此保罗才说我们信主的人都是光明之子。
And that's why Paul says that all those who believe, they are sons of light.
绝对不属黑暗的。
We do not belong to the darkness.
我们再请看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's also look at Ephesians chapter 2.
再请看以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节到第五节
，verses 1-5，
以弗所书二章一到五节
，Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1-5，
请念
，verse 1， and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins， verse 2， in which you once walked according to the course of this world， according to the prince of the power of the air， the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience， verse 3。Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
保罗在这里更把一个人信主之前跟信主以后做一个非常清楚的划分。
Here Paul makes a very clear contrast between a person before they believe and after they believed.
一个人在还没有信主之前，因为他不认识神。
Before a person believes because they did not know God.
所以他就随从今世的风俗。
So they follow the course of the world.
就顺服魔鬼去做放纵肉体的私欲。
And they do things according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan.
活在过患当中。
They live in sin.
也死在罪恶里头。
And they also die in sin.
因此他是属黑暗的。
So they belong to darkness.
可是我们信主以后就完全不一样了。
But after believing God, we are completely different.
因为耶稣基督的救赎使我们与基督一同活过来。
Because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we have resurrected in Christ.
我们有新的生命。
We have a new life.
又有活泼的盼望。
And we have a living hope.
成为一个新人。
To become a new person.
因此是属光明的。
And we belong to the light.
可见一个信徒从前和现在在本质上是截然不同的。
So a person before believing and after believing, they are very different.
就好像黑暗光明完全不一样啊。
Just like darkness and light, they're completely different.
因此今天如果我们从这个角度来看，什么叫做忘记背后努力面前呢？
So today when we look at it in all different angles, what does it mean to forget the things that are behind and to reach forward?
就是要离开黑暗迎向光明。
It is to depart from darkness and enter into the light.
今天如果我们还生活在黑暗当中，
Today if we still live in darkness,
仍然行一些暗昧可耻的事情。
And we do things in the darkness that are shameful.
那么基本上我们还没有真的忘记背后。
Then we actually have not forgotten the things of the past.
再请继续看以弗所书的第五章第八节。
Let's continue to look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8.
以弗所书第五章请看第八节到十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 8-12.
八到十二节。
Verses 8-12.
请念。
8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. 10. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. 12.For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret.
是的，今天我们信主以后，既然是光明的子女，就应当结出光明的果子。
So today, after believing the Lord, we are children of light, so we should bear fruit of light.
好像良善、公义、诚实、神所喜悦的事情。
Such as goodness, righteousness, and truth, the things that are pleasing to God.
那如果我们不行这一些，反而去行暗昧可耻的事
，If we do not do things, but we actually do things in secret that are shameful,
那就叫信仰走回头路啊
！And that we are actually walking backwards in our faith.
最后一定灭亡。
At the end, we will be in destruction.
那么所谓暗昧可耻的事，到底是指的什么呢
？So what are the things done in darkness and in secret?
两节圣经可以说明。
There are two passages in the Bible that can tell us.
第一个，请看罗马书十三章。
The first is Romans chapter 13,
十二节到十四节。
Verses 12 to 14.
罗马书十三章十二到十四节。
Romans chapter 13, verses 12 to 14. Verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.13. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. 14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
这里保罗提出四点。
Here Paul mentions four things.
第一个，荒宴醉酒。
The first is to in revelry and drunkenness.
第二个好色邪荡
，second in lewdness and lust。
第三个就增进嫉妒
，the third strife and envy。
第四个放纵私欲
，and the fourth is to make provisions for the flesh。
那请再看哥林多后书四章。
So also look at Second Corinthians chapter 4。
再请看哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4。
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2。
哥林多后书四章一节二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
请念。
Verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Verse 2. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
在这里，保罗又提出另外两点。
Here Paul mentions another two points.
第一个，行事诡诈。
The hidden things of shame.
那第二个，谬讲神的道理。
And the other is to walk in craftiness.
这些事都是暗昧可耻的。
And all these things are in darkness and shameful.
我们都应该弃绝。
We should get rid of all of these.
就好像忘记一般。
And just like forgetting them.
所以我们有必要趁着现在再一次好好自我反省一下。
So right now we should reflect upon ourselves.
我到底还有哪些行为是属黑暗的呢
？Are there things that we do that are in darkness?
有哪些是我应该断绝去除？改正的呢
？What are the things that we should cut off and get rid of？
第三个，就信仰的行为来讲，背后就是指着怀恨。
And another thing, spiritually, the things are behind these are the things of hatred.
请看约翰福音十三章。
Let's look at John chapter 13.
三十四节、三十五节。
Verses 34 and 35.
约翰福音十三章三十四、三十五节。
John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35.
请念。
34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
这是当年主耶稣所赐给我们的一条新命令。
This is a new commandment that Jesus gave us.
要我们彼此相爱
，to love one another，
把它实践在我们的信仰生活当中
，to live it out in our spiritual lives，
这样才能证明我们真的是主的门徒啊
，and that will show that we are truly His disciples。
然而，重点在于我们要去做的过程当中，你会发现有许多的绊脚石把我们给绊倒了。
But in trying to do this, we actually find there are many stumbling blocks that cause us to fall.
使我们不但不能够彼此相爱，反而彼此相恨啊。
So that we are not able to love one another, we end up hating one another.
那这些绊脚石到底是什么呢
？And what are these stumbling blocks?
就是我们彼此得罪的地方。
Is the places that we offend one another.
还有我们彼此之间的嫌隙摩擦。
And the friction that we have with one another.
没有错，人带着肉体都有软弱啊。
And、of course, because of our physical bodies, we all have weaknesses.
我们都还不完全呢、啊。
We are not perfect.
这是事实。
That is the fact.
在我们的日常生活当中，不但有时候会得罪神，我们也常常会得罪人呢、啊。
In our everyday lives, not only do we offend God, we also offend other people.
就好像舌头跟牙齿再好，不小心也会咬到啊。
Just like a rock and our teeth, no matter how careful we are, we might bite on the rock.
啊，这种事情看起来原来是小事啊。
And on the surface, they might look like small things.
可是如果我们处理不当，常常小事就会变成大事哦。
But if we cannot deal with it correctly, these small things become major things.
就如同那个垃圾，如果我们不好好清理，那你就越积越多，然后越久就越臭啊。
Just like trash, if we do not take care of it, then there will be more and more trash, and it will be more stinky and more stinky.
最后全部都烂掉。
And at the end, everything rots.
因此，主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，才非常重视这个问题。
And that's why when Jesus was preaching in the world, he puts emphasis on this.
他告诉我们解决这个问题的秘诀是什么？
He tells us the secret of solving this problem.
就是要完全的饶恕。
It is to completely forgive.
请看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
21节、22节。
Verses 21 and 22.
马太福音十八章21节、22节。
Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22.21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Verse 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
当年主耶稣很清楚告诉彼得，饶恕弟兄不是七次就够了。
So,Jesus told Peter very clearly to forgive your brother is not only seven times.
当年犹太人七就是完全了。
Back then, the number seven, for the Jews, it is a perfect number.
但是主耶稣说不是七次就行啊。
But Jesus says that it's not only seven times.
而是七十个七次。
But 70 times seven.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就要非常完全非常彻底的饶恕。
That means we have to completely forgive.
也就是绝对不可以剩下一点点哦。
So that means there is nothing that's left over.
为什么？
Why?
理由很简单。
The reason is very simple.
我们想一想今天我们得罪神有多少？
Let's think about how many times have we sinned against God.
那么多神都没有条件完全饶恕我们。
And all of all those God has forgiven us.
那么既然是这样，今天弟兄只得罪我们一点点，我们凭什么抓住他的小缺点就永远不放呢？
And today a brother has offended us a little bit, what right do we have to hold that against them?
当然不行啊。
Of course we can't.
于是主耶稣才很郑重地做了一个结论哦。
That's why Jesus made a conclusion.
这个结论很重要。
And this conclusion is very important.
请看十八章的三十五节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 35.
马太福音十八章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 35.
请念。
Verse 35. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
在这里主耶稣特别提醒我们每一位。
Here Jesus reminds all of us.
说如果我们不从心里饶恕我们的弟兄，那么天父也要这样对待我们。
If we cannot forgive our brother from our heart, God will treat us the same way.
也就是天父也不会饶恕我们的。
That means God will also not forgive us.
所以说来说去，最吃亏的还是我们自己。
So at the end, we are the one that is at the most...
我们的灵命很可能就要永远死定了。
And our spiritual lives may be because of this be dead.
让自己不是别人，让自己失去了永生。
So that we, not other people, lose out on salvation.
这是绝对划不来的。
So this is really not worth it.
因此，什么叫做忘记背后
？So what does it mean to forget the things that are behind?
就是要把过去跟弟兄姐妹彼此得罪的地方，或者彼此有什么嫌隙，全部丢得一干二净。
It means to get rid of any type of offenses, any type of trespasses that we have had with our other brethren, to completely forget those.
完完全全的饶恕。
To completely forgive.
彻彻底底的赦免他。
To completely forgive everything that they have done.
绝对不留下一点点的仇恨在心里。
We do not even leave a speck of hatred in our heart.
免得这个垃圾在我们内心当中发酵啊。
So that this trash does not grow within our heart.
这一点更值得我们好好的来检讨的。
So this is something that we have to really reflect on.
想想我们的过去，这种无意的垃圾在我们里面堆积多少。
To think about our past, how much of these unrighteous trash we have in our heart.
包括我们自己的家人，包括我们的亲人、朋友、弟兄姐妹们。
This includes our family members, our relatives, our friends.
我们是不是应该趁着现在，赶快用主的爱把它清除干净呢？
Should we now get rid of them with the love of God?
免得自己的内心变成垃圾场。
So that our heart does not become a pile of trash.
请不要忘记，饶恕别人其实是在释放自己。
And let's not forget, forgiving others is also releasing ourselves.
我们请看路加福音的第六章三十七节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 6, verse 37.
请看路加福音第六章三十七节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 37.
请念。
Verse 37, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven.
主耶稣说，你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。
He says, forgive and you will be forgiven.
那这里的饶恕原文是释放，好像把绳子解开了。
And the original text for forgive here is actually to release.
表示饶恕别人到最后是释放自己，不是释放对方，是释放我自己。
So to forgive others is actually not to release other people, but to release ourselves.
那请问，这么好的事情，为什么我们不愿意去做呢
？So let me ask you, this thing is so good, why do we not do it?
好，最后请看路加福音第九章。
Lastly, let's look at Luke chapter 9.
最后请看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
六十二节
，verse 62。
路加福音第九章六十二节
，Luke chapter 9, verse 62。
九章六十二节
，chapter 9, verse 62。
我们一起来读这一节圣经。
Let's all read this together。
路加福音九章的六十二节
，Luke chapter 9, verse 62。
好，预备开始。
Let's read。
But Jesus said to him, "手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
Is fit for the kingdom of God."
主耶稣说，如果我们今天手扶着犁菜一直往后看的，不配进神的国。
Jesus says that if we put our hand to the plow but we keep looking back, we are not fit for the kingdom of God.
感谢主。
We thank God.
今天我们都已经悔改，都已经相信主耶稣。
Today we have all believe in the Lord Jesus.
今天我们都已经受洗，都已经得到圣灵。
Today we have been baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
我们都归入主的名下。
We have come under the name of God.
进到圣灵所建设的真教会里头。
To enter into the true church established by the Holy Spirit.
今天我们每一位都手扶着犁，奔跑这一条得救的道路上。
Today, all of our hands are on the plow and walking on this path to the heavenly kingdom.
目的就是盼望将来自己的灵魂能够很有把握的得救进天国。
And our hope is that we are sure to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们一定要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
So we must forget the things which are behind and reach forward to those things that are ahead.
千万不可以手扶着犁，但是眼睛老是往后看。
We should not have our hand on the plow, but keep looking back.
还念念不忘贪爱这个将毁灭，却而且充满罪恶的世界。
And that we are not willing to forget this world that will one day be destroyed.
还醉生梦死，在活在过患当中，死在罪恶里头。
And continue to live in sin, and we will die in sin.
成为黑暗之子。
And we become a son of darkness.
甚至更硬着心肠紧抓着弟兄姐妹彼此得罪的地方。
It's even worse if we grab onto other brothers and sisters and take them with us.
紧抓着彼此之间的嫌隙而恨上加恨。
We grab onto one another and we have hatred upon hatred.
如果是这样的话，那么我们肯定不配进神的国。
If we are this way, then we are not fit to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们趁着还有今天，赶快痛下决心，忘记背后。
While we still have today, that we make a determination to forget the things which are behind.
不再被今生的思虑累住。
So that we are not entrapped by the lust of the flesh.
能够弃绝暗昧可耻的行为。
We can give up on the things that are in darkness and shameful.
然后切切实实的彼此相爱。
And to truly love one another.
彼此饶恕，彼此赦免。
To forgive one another.
让我们能够以基督的心为心。
So that we can have the heart of Christ as our heart.
同心合意的一起向着标杆直跑。
And to be united and run towards the goal.
最后使我们全部都得救进天国。
So that all of us can one day be saved and go into the heavenly kingdom.
请唱诗401首。
Sing hymn 401.